proof. So, if he fell there, he must have been standing here. Do you agree?
Well, it seems logical.
Capital, take his place, will you?
But you want me to be hung?
If you would.
Oh, very well.
And I am the elusive Mr. Smith. Right. The door is closed. We face each other across the room.
Holmes, this is getting us nowhere.
Patience, Doctor. I have a gun. You have this.
Got it.
I'm about to shoot you, and you decide to swallow that. Why?
To prevent anyone else getting it. No, to prevent you getting it. Holmes, suppose he was killed for the cylinder.
Then why do I shoot you and run? Why didn't I try to retrieve it? No attempt was made to mutilate the corpse.
Perhaps you didn't have time.
If I'm bold enough to kill the witnesses to hand, I'm certainly bold enough to risk a few moments more.
Well, then, I swallowed it to prevent someone else getting it. Phillips or Mrs.
Hartman. Yes, that makes more sense. But when did you swallow it? When?
Well, obviously not long before I was shot.
No. Let's change places.
Well, you want me to be Smith?
Yes, I'm sure your theatrical skills are up to it. Come on. Cylinder, please.
Yep.
So you now, I am Harden. You brandish your gun at me. You say,
"Prepare to die."
Very good, Watson. And I say, "No, no, don't shoot me. At least not until I've swallowed this." No. It simply won't do.
It doesn't exactly sound likely. Then nothing to do with that damn cylinder sounds likely.
As usual, you cut straight to the heart of the problem. How high off the ground is this window? Ah, not far. That's excellent.
Why is it?
Because I've no wish to break my neck.
Holmes! Come in.
Sorry to intrude, gentlemen. I thought Mr. Holmes was in here.
He was, Mrs. Harden. He's following up a clue.
Oh, I came to ask if you'll be requiring luncheon.
Oh, that's very good of you. I'll go and ask him by the conventional route.
Your client thinks you've taken leave of your senses. She's offered us luncheon.
Holmes, what is that object, Watson? Why do I feel that the answer's staring me in the face?
Take a break from it, old man. Come in and have something to eat.
No, I can't spare the energy.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I do. Perhaps I'll eat on the terrace. This weather's wonderful.
I envy you your simple pleasures.
Don't envy me. Join me. Look at the way the trees are silhouetted against the sky, like those old-fashioned cut-out portraits. Huh? Oh, for heaven's sake, Holmes.
My dear Watson. My dear Watson.
What? You thought of something.
Never again shall I criticize your glorious habit of thinking in only two dimensions.
Only you can be quite so insulting and complimentary all at the same time. Hmm. Well, come on, what do you mean, two dimensions?
I'll show you. Look at this. Hmm? Solid metal. Cylindrical, yes?
Yes. I've never seen anything like it before.
Neither have I, but suppose I hold it up to the light.
You're not trying to tell me it's transparent.
No, of course not. I'm asking you to look at its profile. Think in two dimensions. Now there. You see?
I'm sorry.
Squared off at one end, pointed at the other with a series of V-shaped grooves.
Well, it looks like... Oh, dear God. Is it a key?
It's a key. Close the door. If I'm right, and this is a key, what does it unlock?
Why make a key such a peculiar shape?
Well, it disguises its true purpose. The lock is somewhere in this room.
How do you know?
Well, this is Harden's sanctum, his private domain. It has to be in here. A secret lock opened with a disguised key known to no one but its owner. A triple layer of security. Whatever that lock protects is valuable indeed. But where is it? Where is it?
Holmes, this room may be a private sanctum, but it still has to be cleaned.
Yes, probably by some undermaid or tweeny too old to ask questions or pry where she's not wanted.
No, she still might have noticed something. It has to be worth a try.
Yeah, it does, you're right. Find the girl and bring her here.
Come in, Annie. Don't be scared.
No, sir.
Sit down, Annie.
I couldn't, sir.
Yeah, please do sit down, Watson.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Thank you, sir.
This is the first time Annie's been in here since it happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very grateful to you, Annie.
You are, sir?
You're being very brave. Now, this won't take long, and you might...